感谢主，大家平安。
Thank the Lord, peace be with everyone.
我们现在要一起来学习道理，互相勉励。
So now we're going to study the words and to have mutual encouragement.
今天早上我们来谈做耶稣基督的精兵。
And so this morning we're going to talk about being the soldier of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们来看提摩太后书第二章。
Let's look at 2 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书二章第三节。
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 3.
你要和我同受苦难，好像基督耶稣的精兵。
You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ.
昨天晚上我们谈过提摩太后书啊，是保罗最后的一封书信。
So last night we talked about 2 Timothy was the last letter of Paul.
因为他在最后一次的传道旅行结束了以后，回到耶路撒冷。
So once he finished spreading the gospel, he returned to Jerusalem.
后来就被逮捕了。
And then he was captured, taken away.
然后他们把他送到该撒利亚的地方啊。被巡抚跟希律王审判。
And so he was captured and brought to Caesarea and was under the king.
本来他们查不到他的罪，要把他释放。
And so they could not find what his fault was.
但是保罗说，我要控告到凯撒皇帝那里去。
But Paul says he is going to appeal to Caesar.
因为神跟他讲，你在君王诸侯面前为我做见证。
And because he says he is going to testify before kings.
你同样会在凯撒皇帝面前为我做见证。
And you will also bear testimony before Caesar.
所以有一个百夫长带着他，就坐了船，经过一段航程来到罗马。
And so a centurion took him on a boat and took him to Rome.
他们让保罗租房子在外面。
And so Paul was allowed to rent a house outside.
被软禁在那里。
And he was watched over there.
有皇宫里面的人，还有凯撒的军队啊，都能够跟他接触。
And so the palace and also the guards of the palace can interact with him.
所以保罗在那个时候，借着那个时候在那边传道。
And so Paul utilized that time to spread the gospel there.
所以他说啊，我这一次被关在监狱里面是为着福音的缘故。
And so he says he was imprisoned for gospel's sake.
因为让皇宫里面的人还有凯撒的军队啊。都能够有机会跟他接触。
So the people in the palace was able to interact with him.
很多人啊，因为这样信了主。
So because of this, many people believed in the Lord.
所以他说，人虽然会被捆绑，但是神的道理不会被捆绑。
So although people will endure hardship, but the gospel will not endure hardship.
他被关了两年以后。
So after being in prison for 2 years.
后来得到释放。
Then he was released.
他就离开罗马，到了希腊，到了土耳其。
And then he left Rome. He went to Turkey.
也经过西班牙。
And also passed through Spain.
沿路访问教会。
And so
继续传道。
So on the way, he spread till the gospel to the
end. 在路上的时候，第二次被捕。
And on the road, second time he was,
又被送回到罗马。
And then he was brought to Rome again.
刚好当时是罗马尼禄皇帝啊，大肆杀害基督徒。
And so at that time, the Emperor Nero was killing Christians.
所以他们就把保罗定了死罪。
And then they punished Paul to death.
准备处死。
And he was going to be killed.
所以保罗就赶快写了这封信给提摩太。
And so Paul and he rashly wrote this letter to Timothy.
说你要赶快来，希望我们能够见一面。
and then hoping to see you again.
啊，但是我们看到保罗啊，那个时候所挂念的都是教会的圣工。
And so all he cared about was the holy work of the church.
因为他已经把死啊，把生死置之度外。
And so he did no longer cared for his own life.
他说：“我活着，我可以多传福音，多救一些人。”
He says, "If I live longer, I can save more souls."
啊，我可以成就更多啊，啊，在主里面的功夫。
I can accomplish more holy work.
啊，就是我现在离开世界了，啊，更是好的无比的。
And if I happen to leave this world right now, that's even better.
因为我可以永远跟主同在。
Because I can eternally be with the Lord Jesus.
因为我可以在主的面前啊，领受荣耀的生命的冠冕。
Because in the Lord, I can receive the crown of life.
所以我们看到保罗的那个超越的生命的观念。
So we can see his attitude to surpass all.
其实就是我们基督徒啊啊所追求的。
So this is what Christians are pursuing after.
那在这个提摩太后书里面呢、啊，保罗一直交代提摩太，你要刚强，要壮胆，啊，要让那个恩赐好像火一样眺望起来。
And so in this letter, Paul continues to encourage Timothy to be strong in the grace.
啊，要尽传道的功夫。
And to proclaim the gospel.
我们在台湾神学院受训的时候
，And so in Taiwan when we were in TTP，
台湾教会神学院的院训呢、啊，就是用提摩太后书做主题。
And so the topic was on 2 Timothy.
每一章啊啊取一个重点。
And so every chapter there's a topic.
第三章十五节说。我们要、啊、充实神的道理、啊、让我们因为耶稣基督有得救的智慧。
In chapter 3, verse 15, it says,、to gain the wisdom from Christ.、
啊、所以第一个就是求属灵的智慧。
So the first thing is to seek after the wisdom from the Holy Spirit.
第二章里面谈到我们要、啊、基督徒要扮演的各样角色。
And so in chapter 2, it talks about Christian has different roles.
但是最重要的就是要做一个神所重用、圣洁、贵重的器皿。
But the most important thing is to be a useful worker for Christ.
也就是工人要追求属灵的品德。
And that means the workers have to seek after the spiritual attributes.
第一章里面说我们要刚强忍耐的心啊，让虎一样的眺望起来。
And so in the first chapter, it talks about we have to be strong and we have to be like.
这个就是要追求属灵的能力。
And to seek after the power of the Holy Spirit.
第四章啊，最后一章谈到说，不管得时不得时，总要传道理。
And so in chapter 4, it talks about no matter what time you have to preach the gospel.
啊，尽本分啊。努力传道理、啊、做传道的功夫。
And you have to use all your effort to preach to the end.、
啊、所以神学院的院训第一个就是追求属灵的智慧。
And so TTP, the first thing is to seek the power from the Holy Spirit.
第二个就是追求属灵的品德。
And the second is to seek after the character
of the Holy Spirit. 第三个就是追求属灵的能力。
And the third is the power of the Holy Spirit.
第四个就是积极努力的传福音。
And so the fourth one is to continuously preach the gospel.
这不只是神学生还有传道人努力的目标。
And so this is not only the goals of the TTP students.
其实也是我们每一个基督徒啊，每一个主耶稣的门徒应当有的努力的目标。
But it is every single Christian, it is our goal.
那今天早上我们就来谈这个做基督的精兵。
And so this morning we talk about being the soldier of Christ.
啊，我们知道以色列民啊叫做神的军队。
And so we know that the Israelites are the army of God.
他们在埃及地寄居430年。
And so they dwelled in Egypt for 430 years.
从70个人啊一直啊 壮大变成200多万人。
And so from 70 people, they became 2 million plus people.
事实上他们在那里没有什么地位, 最后成为埃及人的奴隶。
And though had no status there, they eventually became the slaves of each Egyptian.
他们没有什么组织, 也没有什么训练。
And so they have no training.
那神借着摩西把他们从埃及带出来。
And so through Moses, God brought them out of Egypt.
圣经里面说啊, 神借着摩西把神的军队啊, 从埃及地领出来。
So in the Bible, it mentions that God, through Moses, brought his army out of Egypt.
他们本来是一群乌合之众。
And so they were nothing.
但是神说这是他的军队。
But God says this is the army.
所以 出埃及过红海以后,
so in Exodus, after they went through the Red Sea,
神就跟他们训练,
and then God began to train them.
没有食物, 没有水,
they had no food, no water.
又有征战,
they had battles.
路又很难行啊, 所以在旷野当时什么都没有。
And so it was a very tough journey. They have nothing.
神就借着那个环境啊, 慢慢地锻炼他们。
And so through the environment, God slowly trained them.
有些啊, 不合格的就被淘汰掉了。
And some, those did not qualify, they left behind.
最后啊, 40年以后,
and 40 years later,
他们信心很刚强,
when their faith was strong,
他们看到前面虽然是约旦河,
although they see Jordan before,
河水还涨过两岸,
and so the water was between two lands.
神说, 你们要刚强, 要过约旦河,
and God said you have to be strong and courageous to cross the Jordan.
结果当他们的心, 让他们的信心到了, 他们的脚一踏到水里面,
so their faith was there. Once their feet reached the
water, 河水就开了, 200万人就走过去了,
so the water opened and 2 million crossed.
埃及人啊, 这个迦南人啊, 都吓得胆都破了,
so the Canaanites were so afraid.
结果他们花了7年多的时间一直征战, 到处得胜, 把整个迦南地完全占领下来。
So in 7 years, they conquered the land of Canaan.
这就是神的军队。
So this is the army of God.
作为今天啊, 得到主耶稣的救恩以后,
So today when we receive God's salvation,
圣经里面说啊, 我们都要成为神国的精兵跟勇士。
And so in the Bible says we all become God's soldiers.
来建立啊, 属灵的神的国度。
And to establish the spiritual kingdom.
要为真道啊, 打美好的仗。
And to fight the good fight for the truth.
那我们怎样才能够真正成为基督耶稣的精兵?
So how can we become Christian soldiers?
所以今天早上我们就谈几点互相勉励。
So this morning we'll talk about a few points as mutual encouragement.
我们看提摩太后书2章第1节。
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 1.
提摩太后书2章1节。
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 1.
我儿啊, 你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来。 这里讲到说啊, 要做基督耶稣的精兵, 第一个就是要刚强。
And so in order to be the Christian soldier, we have to first be strong.
所以保罗对哥林多的教会说啊, 你们要刚强做大丈夫。
And so Paul told the Corinthian church, you must be strong and be good husband.
我们知道一个人啊, 年纪多大, 你长得多大, 你的力量就怎样。
And so we know when a person grows to a certain age, your strength will be equal to that.
当然小孩子的时候, 他的力量, 胆识都比较小。
And so a child, they will not be brave.
但是要渐渐长大成熟了以后啊, 他的力量就能够刚强。
So once they grow up, they will be courageous.
所以这个大丈夫就是生命长大成熟的人。
And so to be mature, that means spiritually mature.
刚强有力量。
And so they have strength.
所以说我们心智上 要做大人, 我们心智上不要做小孩子。
And so spiritually we shall be great, not small.
所以我们一定要靠主的大能大力啊, 来做刚强的人。
We can only depend on God to be strong.
在主的恩典上, 能够刚强起来。
So we should be strong in God's grace.
我们知道这个军队啊，如果不勇敢呐、啊，贪生怕死，那这个军队没有办法打仗。
So if a soldier is afraid, does not have courage, he cannot fight.
所以有的人讲，一个国家要强盛啊，文官不可贪污。
So if a country must be strong, they have to have a good.
这个政府官员如果贪污腐败啊，这个国家一定败亡。
So if this is lacking, then this country will be not good.
另外的一个就是武官啊，军人不可以怕死。
And so soldier must not be afraid to die.
军人如果贪生怕死啊，遇到困难他就跑掉了，不敢征战，那这个国家怎么能够维持下去呢？
So if the soldier is afraid, they run away, how can this country remain?
所以我们当基督的精兵啊，一定要刚强壮胆。
So to be Christian soldier, we must be courageous and strong.
耶稣亚继承摩西要过约旦河。
And so Joshua has to cross the Jordan.
神勉励他说啊，你要刚强壮胆。
So God tells him you have to be strong and courageous.
因为你要带领以色列人啊，来得到迦南地。
Because you're going to get the Israelites to capture the land of Canaan.
所以主要神的律法常常在你的口中。
So may the law of the Lord be in your mouth.
啊，常常去思想遵行。
So that you can always meditate and do it.
啊，在你的一生当中，没有一个敌人可以在你面前站立得住。
There is no enemy in your whole life can overcome you.
啊，所以你就靠着遵行神的命令，就可以得到刚强。
So you can be strong by obeying God's command.
基甸的时代有外族人呐、啊，几十万人要来跟他打仗。
And so there, his enemies had few hundred thousand to battle with him.
所以看起来这个敌人的军队好像蚱蜢一样那么多。
And so the enemies are so numerous.
他们把以色列地占领了，把以色列人的土产都抢走了。
And so they even capture all the things from the Israelites.
神叫基甸说，你去跟他们打仗。
And so God told him, go battle with them.
基甸说，我是最卑微的一个族，最小的一个族里面的人啊，我怎么有办法跟他打仗？
And then he says, I am the smallest of my tribes, how can I battle?
神说，我跟你同在，你就得胜他们，好像攻一个人一样。
And so God says, I will be with you and you shall overcome them.
神叫他去呼召以色列人。
So God asked him to call the Israelites.
结果他一吹角就有三万多人来跟随他。
So once he blew the horn, then 30,000 followed him.
神说啊，人太多了。
So God said, there's too many.
啊，如果他们得胜，他们以为他们人都得胜的。
And if they win, then they think they won.
你带他们去喝水。
So bring them to drink water.
啊，我要从他们喝水的姿态来选一些我要的人。
So from their attitude of drinking water, I will choose some.
很多人啊，操练很辛苦啊，看到水就整个趴下去喝了。
And so many, they are so tired, they saw the water, they rushed to drink.
只有少数人用手捧着水起来喝。
And only a very small number using their hands, they grab the water to drink.
神说啊，我就要用这三百个用手捧水起来喝的人。
And so God says He is going to use this 300 to in battle.
其他的胆怯的，其他的不合格，通通叫他们回去。
And all the us, the rest who are weak, the scared, let them go home.
真的，基甸就带着这三百个人。
So indeed, Gideon brought the 300.
他们是精兵当中的精兵。
So they were the soldiers among the soldiers.
他们白天可以操练，晚上可以征战。
And so at night they can train, and evening they can.
他们一大早起来，一直到晚呐，随时随地都可以征战。
So they can wake up and battle everywhere.
虽然三百个人呐，但是好像一个人一样。
So although there are 300 people, they're like one.
因为基甸说啊，你们看我行事。
And so Gideon says, watch me.
我怎么做，你们就跟我们做。我怎么做。
So do as I do.
所以他们就三百个人啊，围着那个啊米甸人的军队。
And so the 300 surrounded the enemies.
基甸说，你们啊把那个啊瓶子打破，让火把拿出来。
And so Gideon says, break your jar and let the fire
show. And
so say, so God, the sword of Gideon, of God.
结果那些敌人啊,他们就互相残杀,结果这些啊, and
so the enemies begin to kill themselves and they lost.
所以军队不再多啊,
so it doesn't matter how many soldiers, but how good they are.
300个人就胜过了几十万的军队。
So 300 soldiers overcame 30,000.
我们做基督的精兵也是要这样啊, 非常勇敢善战的。
And so to be Christian soldiers, we have to be brave and courageous.
因为我出生以后就信主。
After I was born, I believed in Jesus.
所以我们在教会里面从小就看到很多啊, 啊, 神的工作。
So ever since I was young, I saw many of God's working in church.
我们在初中的时候就跟着大人啊, 啊, 到各个村庄啊, 啊, 去传道理。
And so when I was in high school, I followed many of the adults to many villages to do the work.
那个时候圣工很活泼啊。
And so the work was very...
因为很多慕道者。
There was many true seekers.
教会的信徒跟负责人啊, 非常同心, 非常热心。
And so the members and the board are very in unity.
一听到哪里有病人啊, 或者什么人犯鬼啊,
so when they hear whoever is sick or whoever is demon possessed,
就在教会里面宣布说, 我们什么时候要到哪里去帮助祷告。
And so they were announced in the church, they say, at this time and place, we're going to help and pray.
大家不要吃饭。
And we have to eat.
在教会里面集合,
and to gather in church.
有时候走路一个两个小时,
sometimes walking for 1 or 2 hours.
然后去帮助祷告,
and to help and pray.
有的患鬼的人啊, 那个鬼很凶啊, 会打人的。
And so those who are demon possessed are very violent, will hit people.
负责人啊, 到的时候就说, 我们唱赞美诗 168首。
And so when the board member arrived, he says, let's all sing hymn
168.
And so the Christian soldiers have to go into
battle.
And so they sang one time after others.
唱完以后,
after they sing, they prayed.
祷告完以后,
and so after they prayed, in the name of Jesus, they
cast out the sin. And
then the evil spirit will depart and this person receive peace.
所以非常勇敢,他们都不怕的。
So they were brave, they did not, were not afraid.
教会的负责人啊, 连长的弟兄啊, 他们带土。
And so the leaders led.
所以我觉得说他们真的是精兵勇士。
So they are soldiers, they are heroes.
但是我们现在就比较少看到像这样的情形。
But today we rarely see this.
所以我们应当恢复起初的信心啊。
So we should revive that original faith.
而能够真正刚强做大丈夫。
So we can truly be strong and courageous.
而来为真道打美好的仗。
And to fight the good battle for the truth.
我们看第三节。
Verse 3.
提摩太后书二章第三节
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 3
说你要和我同受苦难 好像基督耶稣的精兵 这里谈到说要做基督的精兵啊, 一定要受苦难。
And so here is in order to be the soldier, we have to endure hardship.
我们知道在这个征战当中啊, 很辛苦的。
So during battle is very difficult.
有时候没有水,没有食物,还要忍受征战。
So sometimes there's no waters, there's no food, but you still have to
battle. 敌人的炮火不断的攻击。
And so the enemy fire keeps on coming.
随时都有生命的危险。
And your life is in danger every moment.
所以这个军人啊, 要忍受很多的苦难。
So the soldier of Christ have to endure much hardship.
有的人讲现在的俄乌战争啊, 说那个战场就是好像那个烤肉机一样。
And so people say the battle, the war in Ukraine is like a barbecue everywhere.
因为那个军人一上战场的时候啊, 炮火一直来啊, 就一下子啊, 几百人几千人就没有了。
Because once the soldier goes in the front line, then when a bomb comes, few hundreds or thousands dies.
在那一种情况之下, 有很多人不敢上去。
So many people in that situation dare not to go ahead.
如果没有受苦受难牺牲的精神呢、啊，是没有办法当完兵的。
So if they cannot endure hardship, they cannot become a soldier.
啊，所以军人在战争之前呢、啊，一定要经过很严格的训练。
And so, soldier before going to battle have to be trained.
啊，这样才能够有坚强的体魄。
Then they have the able to endure it.
啊，能够熟悉各样的战技。
Then they able to go through battle.
啊，这是相当辛苦的。
It is very difficult.
啊，如果没有办法经得起这种苦啊，就没有办法忍受下去。
So if they cannot endure this hardship, they cannot continue.
啊，我最近看到一个报纸说英国啊，他们在阅兵。
And so I saw a recent article, UK is having...
因为太阳很大、啊、太阳很大，非常的热。
And so the sun is great and...
哎对，你知道这个军人穿的都比较厚的衣服。
And so because the soldier wear heavy clothing...
啊，所以站卫兵的人一个一个 倒下去。
And so one of the royal guards, they fainted.
后来就被抬走了。
And then they were carried away.
啊，所以我们看到说有的人啊，现在一种名字叫做草莓兵。
And so there is the strawberry soldier.
因为他没有办法经得起那个苦难的环境。
Because they cannot endure the hardship.
因为现在的年轻人都是在一个非常安逸的家庭养大的。
Because the children, they grow up in a very peaceful family.
所以太阳太大，气温太高啊，他没有办法出操。
Also, when they stand under the sun, they cannot endure it.
啊，站卫兵站太久了，他就会昏倒。
So the royal guard, they stand too long, they will faint.
啊，所以他们叫做草莓兵啊。
So they are called the strawberry soldiers.
有一个青年呢、啊，啊，他很希望当军人。
So there's a young person wish to be a soldier.
所以他就去报考那个特战队。
And then he registered for the special army.
啊，在受训的时候相当辛苦吧。
And so in this process, it was very difficult.
啊，全身啊，操练几个小时下来，整个身体都是汗。
So after a few hours of training, the whole body was drenched.
所以那个长官就说你要拼命的喝水。
And so the commander said you have to drink much water.
啊，那个水里面还要加上一点盐。
And the water has to have a little salt.
因为你水混了、啊。蒸发了以后、啊、你要不断的一直补充。
Because when you sweat, you have to replenish the salt.
哎，因为他觉得说啊，喝太多水了以后啊，啊，操练那么久啊，有时候很不方便。
And so it's very inconvenient to drink so much water during training.
所以有时候他就不喝水。
So sometimes they don't drink water.
结果后来不久啊，就发生了肾发炎。
And then later on, their kidney was had infection.
后来就被淘汰掉了。
And then they were rejected.
因为他经不起那个严格的训练。
Because they cannot go through the strenuous training.
啊，所以啊，要当军人一定要严格的训练。
And so to be a soldier have to be trained hard.
要忍得起啊各样的考验。
And have to
go through
all kinds of hardship and test.
我们看《使徒行传》十四章。
Oh, Acts chapter 14.
使徒行传十四章二十二节。
Acts chapter 14 verse 22。
坚固门徒的心，劝他们恒守所信的道，又说我们进入神的国，必须经过许多的艰难。这个保罗到小亚细亚、路斯德的地方去传道了。
So when Paul went to Asia to preach,
啊，本来有一个瘸腿的人。
So there was a crippled person.
啊，保罗跟巴拿巴就奉主耶稣的名就叫他起来走了。
So Paul with Barnabas using the name of Jesus, ask him to rise up.
他们当地的人就很高兴说，哇，有那个丢书啊，神啊，啊，降临在人间呐。
And so the people were so happy. They said, God came down to men.
啊、所以他们就牵着牛带着花签、啊、跟他们献花。
And so they brought oxen and also flowers and they offered to them.
保罗巴拿巴就撕了衣服。
And so Paul and Barnabas, they tear their clothes.
说我们也是人啊，我们不是神啊。
And he says, we are men, we are not God.
我们只是把神的道传给你们。
We only spread the word of God to you.
让你们离开这个虚假的道理来归向真神。
So you depart from falsehood to become to true God.
所以阻止他们啊，不要向他们献祭。
And so pleaded with them not to offer to them.
不要向他们献花。
Not to offer flowers to them.
还把真神啊，就介绍给他们。
And so introduce the true God to them.
所作为神啊，是创造宇宙万物的神。
So this God who created all things in the
虽然你们看不见他
although you cannot see him
但是他按时刮风下雨啊，让五谷菜蔬成长，让我们饮食饱足。
But in due time he gives rain to all for them to eat
啊，所以后来他们就不向他们献祭了。
So later they did not offer to them
但是后来从别的地方有一些人就扰乱他们。有一些人从别的地方来
And so there's a people from other places came here
啊，就扰乱众人说保罗巴拿巴他们是迷惑人的
And so they influenced the people saying that Paul and Barnabas they are cheating
啊，传一个我们不可以信的神
And they are preaching a God that we should not worship
啊，结果众人说迷惑就石头拿起来就跟传道人跟他们打
So once the people became confused and they battled with them
保罗被打得半死啊，他们以为死掉了。
And Paul was beaten to half death.
就把他拖到城外去。
And they dragged him outside the city.
然后有一个门徒啊，就围着他，可能为他祷告吧。
So a disciple surrounded him and prayed for him.
后来保罗就站起来。
And then Paul stood.
然后回到城里面继续的传道灵。
And he returned to the city, continued to preach the gospel.
说你们不要因为我所受的迫害来影响你们的信心。
And so do not allow your faith to be affected by my persecution.
你们要坚守所信的真道。
And you have to hold on to the truth.
因为我们要进到神的国啊，都要经历许多的艰难。
Because in order for us to enter the heavenly kingdom, we have to endure much tribulation.
所以我们要守道理，我们要走信仰的道路，一定会受到很多的逼迫患难。
So if we're going to walk on the spiritual journey, we will receive much tribulation.
因为我们要拯救人，但是魔鬼不甘愿啊，一定会跟我们作对。
Because we want to save people, but Satan will fight against you.
啊，他一定会迷惑人啊，啊来跟神的道啊来对抗。
So he will confuse people to battle against you.
那所以我们每个人都要有忍受苦难的心智。
So each of us has to have to able to endure hardship and.
所以要把这样的心智啊当作兵器。
And so this is our weapon.
啊，这样我们才能够得胜。
Then we can overcome.
我们不要一直想要过一个安逸的生活。
So we should not only want to live a peaceful life.
好像老底家教会。
Like Laodicea Church.
他们说我们发财了，我们富足了。
And he says, I'm wealthy.
我们一样都不缺乏。
I lack nothing.
啊，每天啊，沉浸在他们安逸的生活当中。
And so every day they live in their peaceful lives.
所以主耶稣说啊，你们变成不冷不热的信徒。
And so Jesus says, you become your faith is lukewarm.
我恨不得啊，把你们从口中把你们吐出去。
I'd rather spit you out.
啊，所以约翰啊，使徒就劝他们说，你们要悔改，也要发起热心来。
And so John says you have to have your original zeal.
因为肉身虽然肉身啊，会为主受苦。
And so you should suffer for Christ.
但是为主受苦，这是有福分的。
But to suffer for Christ, this is a you have to.
我们要跟主耶稣同受苦，我们就能够跟他同享荣耀。
So if we suffer with Christ, then we can enjoy glory with him.
我们不要生活在那个不冷不热的当中啊。最后被主耶稣把它弃绝掉。
So our faith should not be lukewarm and be rejected by God.
我们来看回来，提摩太后书第二章第四节。
Let's turn back to 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 4.
提摩太后书二章第四节。
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 4.
凡在军中当兵的，不将事务缠身， 好叫那招他当兵的人喜悦。我们知道这个军人呐、啊，当兵的时候一定要离开家。
So we know, to be a soldier, you must leave home.
啊，把他的家事，把他原来的工作，把他暂时放弃掉。
And they have to, temporarily leave their work.
把他平时的便服脱掉，在军中穿上军服。
And so they have to, remove their normal clothing and wear the clothing of a soldier.
他不能够常常回家，一定要留在军中啊。专心处理军中的事务。
So they cannot go home often, but they have to remain there and do the things of a soldier.
啊，所以因为他是军人啊，所以他的自由是被限制的。
Because they are soldier, their freedom, they don't have freedom.
啊，所以他不是随便乱跑，而是有一个范围。
So they cannot go everywhere they want. There is a boundary.
啊，他家庭的事情，原来的事情。他都要暂时的把它放掉。
And so his family matters and all other matters has to be laid aside.
如果当一个军人啊，每天想到都是自己的家务啊，你怎么有办法打仗
？So as a soldier, if you only think about your family every day, how do you go in battle?
过去有一个国家，他们在征战当中。
So there's a country who is in war.
因为他们的家人啊，跟军人是住在一起的。
And because their family lives with the soldier.
所以每一次要打仗的时候啊，这个军人就要先回到家，把家庭先安顿好。
And so every time before the soldier going to battle, they have to first comfort their family.
啊，然后才赴战场去打仗。
Then they can go into battle.
啊，等到他回到战场的时候啊，都已经有时候都来不及了。
So sometimes they cannot even get to battle.
所以每每打败仗。
So they always lose in battle.
啊，最后啊，这个国家就亡掉了。
Then there's a country.
啊，所以军人啊，你不能够太操心自己的私事，还有你家庭的事情。
So a soldier cannot think about their own matters or their family.
啊，所以神国的勇士也是一样。
And so the heroes of the God is the same.
所以要把这个世俗跟家务啊，把它暂时的放掉。
And so they have to temporarily lay aside their family and their own matters.
啊，以神的国度为优先，以圣功为优先。
So God's kingdom and God's work is first.
所以保罗说啊，我向着前面的标杆直跑啊，而忘掉背后的事情。
And so Paul says, I strive towards the goal that's in front of me and forget what is behind me.
主耶稣说啊，你去传福音。有的人说，我先回去跟我的家人辞别。
And so, you tell your Jesus, at first I will take care of my family things first.
主耶稣说，所扶着你向后看的人，不配做我的门徒。
And so those who look at their family, they are not worthy to be my disciple.
也就是说，你要当一个基督的精兵啊，你就要为着神的工作而摆在第一。
And so to be Christian soldier, God's matter is the first thing.
常常挂虑的都是你的私事跟你家庭的事情。
And you will not care about your own family and your own things.
说这样不配做主的门徒。
Because you're not worthy to be a disciple of the Lord.
我们看路加福音十四章。
Luke chapter 14.
路加福音十四章。
Luke chapter 14.
二十五节。
25.
路加福音十四章二十五节。
Luke chapter 14 verse 25。
二十五节。
25。
有基督的人和耶稣同行，他转过来对他们说，二十六节。
26。
人到我这里来，若不爱我，胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姐妹。和自己的性命就不能够做我的门徒。二十七节。
27。
凡不背着自己的十字架跟从我的，也不能够做我的门徒。这里讲到说，我们要跟随主啊，要爱主胜过一切。
So here it tells us, if we want to love the Lord, we have to love the Lord over everything else.
啊，这个不是说你不要爱你的父母、妻子、儿女，不是这样。
So it's not a saying that you should not love your family.
而是 有一个程度上的区别。
But there is a difference.
我们平时是爱我们的家人，爱我们的儿女的。
Of course, normally we do love our family.
但是有时候爱主啊，却要牺牲我们的跟家人啊相处的时间。
And but sometimes when we love the Lord, we have to sacrifice our time to for our family.
啊，虽然我们专心的为主啊，但是也靠主来照顾我们的家人。
And of course, we rely upon the Lord to take care of our family.
啊，所以要以圣工为优先呐。
So the holy work should take the first place.
啊，凡是主的吩咐啊，我们就赴汤蹈火啊，在所不惜。
And so we carry this to the end.
爱主胜过一切啊，这样才能够成为主的门徒。
So when we love God over everything else, then we can remain to the end.
我们谈过这个大卫有很多很多的勇士。
And so David had many mighty men.
啊，有的人啊，很会征战，一个人可以。跟八百个人能够胜过八百个人。
So they know how to battle. One person can overcome 800.
有的人呢、啊，站在前线呢、啊，啊，能够一个人抵挡再多的敌人。
And so one standing in the front line can defend against all the enemies.
啊，一直的打胜仗啊，所以他的后面的部队就跟着就是啊，缩属残疾啊，啊，能够占领各样的财物。
And so the soldiers behind, they only pick up everything that remains.
啊，让他们能够反败为胜。
So they became victorious.
所以这些人都在勇士上排了名。
And so they are among named, numbered among the mighty
men. 因为他为大卫的王国奋力的征战。
Because they battle for David.
啊，另外有三个勇士。
So he had three mighty men.
啊，他们听到大卫说啊，我。年轻的时候在伯利恒那牧羊
，and so they heard that about David shepherd in Bethlehem.
那边有一口水井啊，那个水非常的甜美。
So there's a well that has sweet water.
我很盼望我能够喝到那一口水井里面的水。
So how I wish to drink the water from that well.
但是那个伯利恒当时有那个敌人的军队扎营在那里。
Because at that time Bethlehem had the enemy soldiers encamped there.
但是大卫的这三个勇士，他们一听到大卫的话以后
，So the three mighty men after they heard David,
他们就冒着生命的危险
，So they risked their lives,
冲破敌人的防营
，So they went through the enemies,
跑到伯利恒那口井
，So they went to the well in Bethlehem,
然后把水拿回来给大卫
，They brought back the water to David.
大卫一看啊，不敢喝啊。
So David dared not to drink.
他说、啊、这是勇士们他们的血啊。
So this is the blood of the mighty men.
他们是冒着生命拿出了这个水要给我喝。
They risked their life to bring this water to me.
所以他说这个水就是他们的生命。
So this water is their life.
啊，这勇士为什么他们会这样做
？Why did the mighty men do that?
因为他们有一个训练。
They had one training.
就是要。达成大卫的训练
，and so their training of David.
所以大卫心里想的，他们无论怎样，就是要去完成。
So whatever David thought, they want to accomplish.
所以大卫这些勇士啊，他们都是这样的想法。
So this is how the mighty men of David thought.
所以有这样的勇士，你看大卫的王国怎么不强盛呢
？So if you have this mighty man, how would his kingdom be prosperous?
所以我们今天成为。基督王国的勇士
，So we are the mighty men for Christ.
我们这也是一样的
，We are the same.
我们来看哥林多前书
，Let's turn to First Corinthians.
哥林多后书五章第七节
，Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7.
哥林多后书五章第七节
，Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7.
五章七节
，5:7.
说，因为我们行事为人是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。第八节
，verse eight，
我们坦然无惧，是更愿意离开身体与基督同在。第九节
，nine，
所以无论是住在身内，离开身外，我们立了志向，要得主的喜悦。保罗在这里讲说啊。我们所盼望的不是看得见的，因为看得见的是暂时的。
So Paul here tells us that we hope for what we do not see.
我们所盼望的是看不见的， 那个才是永远的。
So what we do not see is eternal.
所以我们好像暂时住在一个帐篷里面。
So we temporarily live in a tent.
我们灵魂呢、啊、住在身体，这个身体是会朽坏的。
Our body lives in our spirit lives in this body. This body will wither away.
啊，到了那个时候，神会赐给我们一个荣耀的灵体。
And so later on, God will give us a glorious spiritual body.
来成就这个的都是神。
So God will make this happen.
啊，所以我们很盼望将来啊，能够离开这个身体。
So we hope one day we will depart from this body.
啊，将来啊，神给我们一个灵体，啊，我们就在灵里面呢、啊。见到神跟主永远同在
and then God gives us a spiritual body we can eternally dwell with him
所以那个就是我们基督徒最大的盼望
so this is the Christian's greatest hope
所以我们既然有这样的盼望
so because we have this hope
所以不管我现在住在身体里面
so although we are in the body
或者是我离开这个身体住在灵体里面
or we leave this body going to the spirit
我总是立了一个柱像就是凡事都要讨主的喜悦
and so we make one determination to please God
啊，所以我们基督徒啊基督徒的精兵就是要让那个召我们来当兵的人得到喜悦
and so as a Christian soldier we should make the one who called us to be a soldier to be happy
凡事讨主的喜悦
and to always please God
看回来提摩太后书二章
2 Timothy chapter 2
第五节
Verse 5
提摩太后书二章第五节
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 5
人在场上比灰暗规矩就不能够得冠冕这里讲到说这个武士在比武啊
And so they have to athletes have to go according to
其实这个武士也是跟军人啊差不多
So the athlete is very similar to being a soldier
我们看圣经里面啊说这个扫罗的家族跟大卫的家族啊啊、他们的武士当中、啊、常常征战
and so we can see between the family of David and Saul they had battles
因为那个时候扫罗已经不在了
because Saul was gone、
啊、所以扫罗的元帅继续带着他的军兵
so the mighty man of Saul continued to lead his
有一次他们彼此相遇
so once they met、
啊、那个亚尼尔就说让这个年轻人啊让这些武士啊，让他们去比划比划，
and so、
就让他们去比武。
And so Abner says, "Let them compete."
啊，这个两派的军队啊，就在那边呐、啊、比起武来。
And so the two groups of soldiers, they
抓头划互相的弓啊，啊，然后把枪就刺到对方的身上。
And they fight until they stabbed one another.
结果一场征战下来啊，这个扫罗的家族就死伤了好几百人。
And so after that battle, a few hundred of Saul's of army died.
所以扫罗的家族就慢慢的就衰败了，大卫的家族就越来越强盛了。
So the descendants of Saul became weak, and David became strong.
所以这个武士啊，他们在比武啊，都有一定的规矩。
And so they have special rules for the athletes.
啊，其实这是古时候啊，这个军人的征战也是这样。
Even for the soldiers who battle in ancient Rome.
啊，保罗也谈到说，这个武士在比武哈、哦。
So Paul,
就好像那个运动场上的征赛竞赛一样。
And so when the athletes compete, they are competing.
我们看哥林多前书第九章二十五节。
1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 25.
哥林多前书九章二十五节。
1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 25.
凡教力争胜的诸事都有节制，他们不过是要得能坏的冠冕，我们却要得不能坏的冠冕。二十六节。
26.
所以我奔跑不像无定向的。我斗拳、啊、不像打空气的二十七节
27.
我是攻克己身叫身服我恐怕我传福音给别人、啊、自己反被弃绝了这里讲到说他们在竞技的时候都有 凡事都有节制，就是凡事都有一定的规则，一定的规矩。
And so they had rules in competition.
好像那个运动场上啊，啊每一个运动项目它都有它的规则。
And so in the event of the competition, they have rules set.
啊，所以他们要按照那个规则去锻炼，要按照那个规则去比赛。
So they have to compete according to the rules.
啊，你如果不按照这个规则比赛，虽然你很强盛了，但是你最后也没有办法得名次啊。
So even though if you compete, you're strong, but if you do not follow the rules, you will not gain the prize.
好像那个赛跑啊，啊有一定的路线啊，这个你走捷径，虽然你到了，但是你还是没有办法得名。
And so for a race, there are boundaries. Even though if you reach the destination, you will not win.
凡是所有的竞赛都有一定的规则。
And so all competitions have rules.
所以我们做基督的精兵也是一样，有一个一定的规范。
So as Christian soldiers, we have
rules. 有一定的规则要遵守。
We have to obey rules.
啊，他就说啊，他们在竞赛的时候，世上的竞赛，他们所得到的是会朽坏的冠冕。
And so the prize they win will perish.
他们在运动场上得胜以后啊，啊就颁给他一个桂花边的帽子戴在头上。
So when they win, they will have a crown put on them.
在场上千上万的人啊，就跟他们欢呼啊。
And then the thousands will applause.
啊，那不久啊，太阳一晒，那个花冠啊就枯萎掉了。
And then not long after, the flower will wither away.
所以世界上的荣誉啊，最后都是会朽坏的，会过去的。
So the glory in this world will one day pass away.
啊，但是我们所比赛的，我们最后的结果是荣耀不朽坏的冠冕。
But what we compete, it will not wither away.
这是基督精兵所要得到的。
And this is what a Christian soldier will gain.
啊，所以我们竞赛的规则跟世上的也是不一样的。
And so the rules we have here is different than the world.
我们所操练的啊，跟他们完全不一样。
And our training is also different.
啊，因为我们所操练的就是啊，不只是身体或者是各样的运动技能。
So we do not train our body or skills.
所以在哥林多后前书第四章第八节说，操练身体啊，益处还少。
And so in 1 Corinthians it says that to train the body, you gain a little benefit.
唯有操练敬虔啊，才能够有今生来世的益处。
And so you train godliness, you will have eternal benefit.
所以我们基督徒也要操练，也有一定的规范。
And so Christians also have to train themselves.
啊，要遵守规则。
We have to follow the rules.
不可以随心所欲。
So we cannot do as we please.
啊，所以我们有一些规范。
We have certain rules.
我们看哥林多前书十章。
First Corinthians chapter 10.
二十三节。
23.
哥林多前书十章二十三节。
First Corinthians 10:23.
凡事都可行，但不都有益处。凡事都可行，但不都造就人。再看三十一节。三十一节。所以你们喝吃喝喝啊，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。这个就是我们操练的原则。
So this is the principle to train ourselves.
所以我们是自由人的，你什么都可以做。
We are free. We are able to do anything.
但是凡事都可以做，但是不一定对你的灵性有益处。
So you are able to do everything, but it's not beneficial to your spirit.
所以我们所做的一个原则就是，你做的事情对你的灵性有帮助。
And so our principle is the things we do, does it help our spirit?
对你灵性没有帮助的，你拒绝就不做。
So if it's not helpful to our spirit, we shall reject.
第二个原则。
The second principle.
我们什么事情都可以做。
We can do everything.
但是不一定可以造就别人。
But does it edify others?
所以让人有亏损的，
they,
我们就不做。
If whatever causes the loss, we do not do.
啊，因为我们不单顾自己，也要单顾别，也要顾到别人。
We should not only care for ourselves, but
我们不能够妨害别人的得救。
We cannot obstruct other person's salvation.
所以我们对自己灵性有帮助, 对别人的灵性也有帮助。
So we have to help ourselves and as others as well.
第三个原则是, 你无论做什么事情啊, 都要为荣耀神而行。
So the third principle, you do everything for the glory of God.
这是我们处事的原则。
So this is our principles.
所以我们实际的做法, 就是坚守真道。
And so we have to preserve the truth.
殷勤的侍奉,
and to be released.
凡是能够造就信徒,
and to edify members.
能够让神的名得到荣耀,
so God's name be glorified.
所以这是我们行事的原则,
so this is our principle.
这是我们操练的目标,
this is our training.
然后说我们要凡事规规矩矩, 按着秩序行,
so we do everything in this order.
所以这是一个基督徒啊, 要按规矩来比喻。
So a Christian do things according to rules.
最后一点啊, 一个军人啊, 就是要戴上全副的武装。
And so the soldier have to wear the complete armor.
你看那个正规的军队啊, 一定是啊, 全身的装备, 从头到脚啊。
And so a properly equipped soldier is equipped.
他每一个装备啊, 都跟他的征战有关系, 跟他的生命的维护有关系的。
And so every armor has its deal with his life.
那个打游击的哦, 打游击战的就是随便突袭一下就跑掉了。
And so some they fight and they depart.
当然他那个是没有什么装备啊。
But they are not prepared.
当然他的效果也相当有限。
And so the effectiveness is limited.
那个正式的军人呢, 一定全副武装的。
So the proper soldier have the complete armor.
一方面啊, 要攻击对方, 一方面要保护自己。
One way is to attack others to defend.
所以说我们也要穿戴全副的军装。
So we have to wear the complete armor.
我们看以弗所书第六章。
Ephesians chapter 6.
以弗所书第六章。
Ephesians chapter 6.
14节。
Verse 14.
六章14节。
Chapter 6 verse 14.
所以要站立站稳啊, 用真理当作带主施药, 用公义当作父亲敬遮胸, 用平安的福音当作主预备走路的鞋穿在脚上, 主啊又拿着信德当作臀膀牌, 可以灭尽那恶者一切的火箭, 并戴上救恩的头盔, 拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。这里讲到我们基督徒的全副军装。
So here is the complete Christian armor.
要真理啊来装备我们啊, 让我们啊, 靠着真理啊, 能够刚强起来。
So through the truth, we can be strong and courageous.
所以用真理束腰。
And so we gird ourselves the truth.
公义做父心镜。
And also breastplate.
就是撒旦有时候会攻击我们, 但是啊, 我们行事公义, 对人对神啊, 对人啊, 没有亏欠的良心。
So the breastplate of righteousness will help us to overcome the attacks of Satan.
作为一个公义的人啊, 魔鬼就没有办法抵挡你。
So when you're a righteous person, Satan cannot attack you.
说我们要有平安的福音啊, 做鞋子来走路。
We have to have the gospel of peace to lead our path.
常常有神跟我们同在, 我们带着神的恩典, 无论你走到哪里。
So God is always with us no matter where we go.
平安的福音就到哪里。
Then the gospel of peace will go there.
随时随地啊, 我们可以帮助人, 为人祷告, 传福音, 让人得平安, 得福气。
So we can pray for all people, they can gain peace and blessing.
所以我们要把福音啊, 当作鞋子穿在我们的脚上。
So we have to wear the gospel like we wear shoes.
因为这个脚中就是最佳美的。
Because this is the most beautiful.
信德当藤牌。
And also the faith, shield of faith.
就有信心啊, 还有这个美德啊, 这个跟前面的那个, 公义当护心镜一样啊, 能够遮盖这个敌人的攻击。
So the shield of faith, just like the breastplate of righteousness to withstand the
attack. 把救恩放在我们头上，当作我们的头盔。
And then the helmet of salvation.
所以我们常常要思念的就是神的救恩。
We have to always think about God's salvation.
把神的救恩深深地刻在我们脑海里面。
So God's salvation is ingrained in our minds.
不要放弃神的救恩。
Don't forget God's salvation.
这样就能够保护你的整个思想。
Then it can protect your thinking.
不会走错路。
You will not go wrong.
然后拿着圣灵的宝剑，作为跟敌人攻击的利器。
So the sword of the Spirit is to attack.
就是我们要戴上的全副军装。
We have to wear this complete armor of Christ.
所以虽然神给我们不一样的任务。
So God has given each of us different tasks.
像保罗说，这个。 神给他们的使命是让他去外邦人的地方传福音。So
God's commission to Paul is to preach to the Gentiles.
那些其他的使徒，他们是到犹太人的地方去传福音。So
the other disciples preach among the Israelites.
所以他们彼此行相交之礼，就是互相相交，彼此团契。So
they have this beautiful fragrance.
他们所领受的真理是一致的。So
they receive the same truth.
但是神给他们的任务是不一样的。But
God gave them different commission.
有的派到外邦人去，有的派到以色列人那里去。Some
to the Gentiles, some to the Israelites.
他们彼此是有分工的。And
they have different tasks.
但是他们是同一个心智，为着福音齐心努力。But
they have the same mind to fight for the gospel.
好像 大卫的元帅一样,
just like the mighty men of David.
有一次一些敌人的联军要来跟他打仗,
so once the enemies want to battle with them,
所以他就拣选了一些部队啊, 带在他身边,
so he chose some soldiers.
他又把一些兵啊, 交给他的弟弟亚比斯,
and also give soldiers to his brother Abishai.
然后跟他的弟弟说啊,
told his brother,
如果敌人强过我，你要赶快来帮助我。If
the enemy is overcome me, help me.
如果敌人强过你，我就去帮助你。If
the enemy is overcome you, I will go to you.
所以我们虽然有不同的敌人一起来对付。So
we have different enemies to overcome.
但是我们要随时互相的支援。But
we have to help one another.
我们都一起为神的国能够。 一起齐心来努力。So
for God's kingdom, we battle.
所以神把我们分派不一样的岗位上，给我们不一样的职分。So
God has given us all different
也给我们不一样的恩赐
and different gifts.
但是我们在神的国里面是同心合意，一起来兴旺神国的福音。So
in God's kingdom, we are all in one harmony for Him.
真正做耶稣基督的精兵。
And so to become a Christian soldier for him.
我们来唱诗450首。
Let's sing hymn 450.
450.
450.